Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Blue Zones, second edition by Dan Buettner, explores a compelling question. Why do certain communities around the world produce unusually high numbers of people who live to 100 and beyond, often with vitality intact? Building on research popularized through National Geographic work, the book examines regions known as Blue Zones, such as Okinawa, Sardinia, Icaria, Nicoya, and the Loma Linda Seventh-day Adventist community. Rather than framing longevity as a product of willpower or expensive biohacks, Buettner emphasizes repeatable patterns embedded in everyday life, how people move, eat, connect, and manage stress. The second edition refines and updates the original ideas into practical lessons, translating observed cultural habits into actionable guidance for modern readers. It reads as both travelogue and field report, while also functioning as a lifestyle blueprint. The central promise is pragmatic. By designing environments and routines that make healthy choices effortless, most people can improve health span and increase the odds of a longer, better life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, longevity as an environment design problem. A core theme is that long life is less about heroic self-control and more about the default settings of daily life. In Blue Zones communities, healthy behaviors are not scheduled as workouts or diets, they are built into how people live. Movement is natural and frequent because homes, gardens, hills, and walking-based errands create constant low-intensity activity. Food choices are shaped by local norms, limited processing, and smaller portions. Social expectations reinforce moderation, shared meals, and routines that reduce stress. Buettner highlights how this perspective shifts responsibility from personal discipline to practical design. If your kitchen, commute, neighborhood, and calendar push you towards sitting, snacking, and isolation, the best intentions will struggle. But if your environment makes walking easy, vegetables convenient, and community unavoidable, good habits become automatic. The book therefore encourages readers to redesign cues and friction points, keep healthy foods visible, remove constant temptations, and build routines that require movement. The takeaway is empowering because it does not demand perfection. Small structural changes can compound across years, and they work even when motivation is low, which is exactly when most plans fail. Secondly, plant-slant eating and mindful moderation. The book emphasizes a predominantly plant-based pattern often summarized as plant-slant rather than strict vegetarianism. Across Blue Zones, beans, greens, whole grains, and seasonal produce appear repeatedly, while meat is used sparingly and often reserved for special occasions. This approach is less about counting macros and more about adopting culturally proven defaults, simple ingredients, minimal processing, and meals that end before overeating begins. Buettner also points to practices that create natural portion control, such as smaller plates, slower meals, and stopping when comfortably satisfied. The focus is not on nutritional perfection, but on consistency over decades. Readers are encouraged to examine how they buy food, store it, and eat it, because those decisions often matter more than nutritional knowledge. A pantry stocked with legumes and grains makes healthy cooking easier, while keeping sugary snacks out of reach reduces impulsive consumption. The book also links dietary habits to social life. Shared meals and traditional recipes help people sustain patterns without feeling deprived. The broader lesson is that longevity-friendly eating can be enjoyable, affordable, and repeatable, especially when meals are based on familiar staples rather than trends. Thirdly, purpose and daily rhythms. That lower stress, Buettner highlights that longevity is not only a physical equation, it is also psychological and social. Many Blue Zones cultures maintain clear roles for older adults and a strong sense of purpose that carries through life. Having reasons to get up in the morning can shape behaviors indirectly. People stay active, engage with others, and maintain routines that support health. Alongside purpose, the book emphasizes stress reduction through regular, culturally supported rituals. Rather than attempting to eliminate stress, these communities build in predictable downshifts, short rests, prayer, naps, time outdoors, or unhurried social breaks. The important idea is rhythm. When recovery is scheduled into daily life, stress does not accumulate endlessly. This has practical implications for modern readers who live with constant notifications, long work hours, and fragmented attention. The book suggests creating simple, repeatable pauses that fit your worldview, such as a short afternoon walk, a daily moment of reflection, or a technology-free evening routine. Purpose and downshifting are portrayed as protective forces that influence sleep, hormones, and decision-making. The result is not just potential longevity, but a life that feels more grounded and meaningful. Fourthly, social circles, family structure, and belonging. A distinctive contribution of the book is its insistence that social architecture affects lifespan. In Blue Zones, people tend to maintain strong family ties, multi-generational support, and frequent face-to-face connection. Older adults are not pushed to the margins. They remain integrated into household and community life. Buettner also underscores the influence of close friends. When your inner circle normalizes walking, cooking at home, and moderate drinking, those behaviors become easy to sustain. Conversely, when social life centers on overeating, heavy drinking, or sedentary entertainment, healthy intentions erode. The book points to belonging as a measurable factor, including participation in faith communities or other organized groups that offer regular interaction and shared values. For readers, the practical lesson is to treat relationships as a health choice, not a luxury. Investing in friendships, scheduling shared meals, joining a group with positive norms, and strengthening family bonds can improve well-being while also reinforcing good habits. Social connection also helps during hardship by providing emotional and practical support. In this framework, longevity is partly a group project, built through relationships that make healthy living normal and loneliness rare. Lastly, turning Blue Zone's lessons into a modern plan, the second edition is designed to translate observations into steps readers can apply without relocating to a Mediterranean island. Buettner encourages people to start with the highest leverage changes, adjust the home food environment, build movement into daily routines, and reshape the social calendar toward connection and shared, healthy meals. The book supports the idea of gradual, sustainable adoption rather than a dramatic overhaul. Instead of chasing a perfect routine, readers are nudged to pick a few practices that can become defaults. Examples include walking for errands, cooking simple bean-based meals, creating a regular downshift ritual, and prioritizing community involvement. Another modern application is the idea of a personal blue zone, intentionally designing your surroundings and schedule to mimic the supportive conditions found in longevity hotspots. This may involve small but strategic commitments like joining a walking group, volunteering weekly, or setting boundaries around processed foods at home. The overarching plan is not a temporary program, but a lifestyle system that can run on autopilot. By focusing on structure, not intensity, the book offers a way to make healthy choices easier over time and to reduce the need for constant motivation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want practical longevity guidance without extreme diets, complicated supplementation, or a fitness culture mindset. It will appeal to people interested in public health, habit change, and lifestyle medicine, as well as anyone who feels stuck between knowing what is healthy and actually living it. The main benefit is a shift from short-term fixes to long-term design. You learn to shape your surroundings, routines, and relationships so that healthy behavior becomes the default. That approach can improve everyday energy, reduce chronic stress, support better eating patterns, and encourage consistent movement, all of which enhance health span even if lifespan gains are hard to predict for any one person. Compared with similar longevity books that focus on biology, lab markers, or cutting-edge interventions, The Blue Zone stands out for its cultural realism and accessibility. It is less about optimizing and more about living well, using models that have already worked for generations. The second edition also packages the lessons into clear principles that are easy to remember and act on. If you want a grounded, community-oriented blueprint for a longer and more satisfying life, it is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Dan Buettner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.